to the show that always gets it right the first time.
Who's got the leverage? It's still the Packers, right?
I think the Packers.
I think Aaron Rodgers could have gotten some leverage by showing up today and not doing anything.
I really don't think he's ever going to play for them again.
Well, everyone deserves a breakfast ball.
Four.
It's Schumann and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida and streaming on the ESPN Southwest Florida app.
I'm Craig Schumann along with Pete Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass. Schumann and Shepherd on a Friday on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in. Get ready to head into a big sports weekend. Lots of college hoops.
Real quick, you mentioned Deshaun Watson and the grand jury process, again, does not require a unanimous vote. Harden told ESPN that if 9 of the 12 grand jurors return a true bill under Texas law, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg could choose to proceed with a criminal case against Watson. So it doesn't have to be unanimous.
No, but and part of my thing that was – they could announce today we don't have enough here. Mm-hmm. It's over as far as the criminal charges go, and that could be done today at the earliest. At 6 minutes past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Earlier today, Indiana defeated Illinois 65-63. They will face the winner of Iowa and Rutgers in the semifinals tomorrow. Auburn knocked out of the SEC tournament. They lose by 5 to Texas A&M. Games going on right now. Iowa up by 9 on Rutgers with a minute to go in the first half there. A-10 quarterfinal action. St. Bonaventure leads St. Louis by 2, and Houston up 14 on Cincinnati in the quarterfinals of the AC tournament.
JB texting in, hey, I'm a daily listener. Just want to let you know I also had Indiana straight up.
Boom!
Straight up!
Good job. A couple things, Ian Rappaport. Steelers bringing back Miles Killebrook for 2 years and $4 million. He's a real good special teamer and good, you know, safety, but good special teamer. And how about this? They're using an original round tender on restricted free agent quarterback Dwayne Haskins. He's coming back. He's going to earn $2.54 million. That surprises me that Haskins is coming back.
Are they going to cut Mason Rudolph?
He's got a winning record.
I would move on from Rudolph before I move on from Haskins.
Upside.
Oh, that's an interesting debate.
Athletic
somebody else was
ability.
Talking about that today.
But why pay for both?
No, I know
you're going to bring in another guy. You have to.
You hope.
Yeah,
you have to.
You but hope. Haskins is still relatively young.
Uh-huh.
I mean, remember he was like he had just turned 20, I think, when he had been drafted into the league.
I think
so,
he's under the right coaching.
I think
system,
some of the immaturity issues that he had in Washington, you don't forget about him, but I think you're a little more willing to forgive it and see if there's enough talent in there
to
make up for it.
Mason Rudolph has done nothing to say, hey, let's just keep this going, right?
Yeah. Is he the backup that if your starter goes down, do you feel more comfortable with Haskins or Rudolph?
Yeah, neither.
Neither. See, here's the problem with a lot of backups. How many can come in and not just know the plays and keep the game going? Who can win you a game?
Well, yeah, and that's where Ryan Fitzpatrick, if he's
Fitzpatrick,
could be
maybe Teddy Bridgewater,
maybe.
He won 5 games without
Drew
Brees. I'm just saying.
That's Tyrod Taylor too. I think you could do worse. You could do worse.
I agree.
I'll pass on Tyrod.
No, stop. No, as a backup, he's a good backup.
No, as a backup to not start a whole bunch of games, a backup to come in, I could do a lot worse.
A guy like Marcus Mariota do anything for anyone?
Can he win a game? We don't know. You know how long it's been since we've seen Marcus Mariota?
Andy Dalton.
He came in with Jameis Winston. That's how long he's been around. We've seen a lot more of Jameis than we have Marcus. They were 1-2 in the draft.
Andy Dalton, you confident with him? I mean, again, all the time. Jacoby Brissett?
I used to be fairly confident that Andy Dalton could come in and win you a game. I think that time has passed by. Maybe he was just on – maybe the Bears.
The Jets appear to be I think yesterday at the end of the show, they were – trying to get Joe Flacco to come back.
Did Dalton actually win any games with the Cowboys? Or did he just... Yeah, he had to. Because Dak was out all...
Yeah, but remember, they started... Oh, that was against the spread. Never mind.
Last year,
they started 0-9 against the spread that year in 2020.
Yeah, I suppose Dalton could win you a game. But there are not many out there. And that's the problem at backup quarterback. You don't want to spend a lot of money on it, but you want a guy like Jacoby Brissett or something. Jacoby can.
And Andy Dalton in the 2020 year with Dallas, 11 starts or played in 11 games, threw for 2,169 yards, just about 65% completion, 14 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, averaged 207.3 yards.
Four out of 11, he went 4-7. Yeah.
Yep.
So he had 9 games where he started and finished the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In those 9 games, he had 4 wins. He was 4-5.
You know, for a backup coming in, that's not your – maybe that's the best you could hope for, right?
Yeah. One of those losses was the Washington game where he got – I mean, John Bosick, that was a dirty hit on
he
him.
He got robbed. Yeah,
that was a dirty
hit.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
And COVID. Yeah. And he missed game due to COVID,
and
too.
And I don't remember the – when in the game that was, but they lost that game 25-3, and he only had 75 passing yards. So if that was he got knocked out early in the game, kind of would explain that. So 4-4 in games that he started and finished.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? A backup could get you 500. I think that's
again
that's respectable.
Who else you're looking at? I mean, okay, Mitch. Trubisky's not going to be a backup, right? He's going to be a starter.
I think he's a day one starter.
He's a starter.
I don't think he's a day one starter. I think he is a competitive backup, though. If he goes to Washington or if he goes to New York, I don't see any way that he's starting week one over Danny Dimes.
I had that thought yesterday. I was thinking about that yesterday. I think they owe it to themselves to, again, push Danny Dimes out there as the day one starter, his to lose. If he loses it, fine. We're moving on. We're not re-signing this guy. I agree. You do.
But what, I mean, signing Mitch Trubisky, what are you paying him?
I don't know. What's standard backup quarterback money?
Well, anywhere between $1 million and $10 million is what we saw in Cam Newton alone.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you could, but say Mitch is around $9 million. You're going to pay Mitch Trubisky $9 million? $8
million? Yeah.
To not start?
I'll give him $5 on a prove it deal.
To not start.
It's the going rate.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, or how about $3 with a whole bunch of easy incentives?
No.
I'll go sign
Jordan Love.
Incentives for a guy who's not guaranteed the starting position. If you're an agent, there's no way you let your client sign that. Like, no, if you want to guarantee that my client's starting day one, then yeah, we can talk about incentives. But he can't hit incentives when he's holding a clipboard.
But also, do you take a gamble and hope somebody gets hurt in camp and then you can slip into a starting job? Or if you're his agent, do you say, okay, go to New York, try to be a backup? But there's got to be limit. I mean, you can't, you know, we're seeing all these teams. You can only play backup quarterback so much. You can't.
Well, Chase Daniels made a pretty good career out of it.
He's thrown like 3 passes and made $30 million. That's amazing.
But we believe Jameis is going to be a day one starter somewhere. I still think it's possible Trubisky could. And then, you know, Jimmy G gets traded, which I still think has to happen. I don't see how they keep both of them, but.
Of those 3 quarterbacks, Tampa's got to be one of those places.
They got to be one. Tampa has to be in contention with all of those guys and possibly a bunch of players I just mentioned on the free agent list.
They better get one. They can't go in there and say Gabbard and Trask are the guys battling it out.
Unless Trask has some ridiculous over-the-top camp that we don't know about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see it, but who, you know. There's a lot of guys back there. I'm not saying, you know, Brady's second year. Nobody ever would have thought. I'm not saying he's Brady or anything like that, but you don't know. You don't know how hard he's working in the offseason. You don't know can he get to that next level second year? And good coaches will always tell you sometimes players can jump. First to second year is very important in coaches' minds of how they are developing. At least you don't have to necessarily be a star, but how are you developing, especially in the NFL between the first and second year? Parcells just talk about it and all the time.
It would be great if Bruce Arians has all the confidence in the world in Kyle Trask because he sees it. But, I mean, you're not benching Tom Brady or anything like that. So you just tuck him away. And maybe Bruce Arians is kind of just winking at everybody. Okay, we'll see what happens with Kyle Trask. Maybe he's really bullish on Kyle Trask.
Maybe he is. Jason Kelce, by the way, has a new one-year $14 million deal with the Eagles. Can reach 14 and a half with incentives. He's
going to
be 35
deal.
In November.
That's a good deal for him.
He had an all-pro season last year.
Yeah. So it's a good deal.
Yep.
All right. I want to play this. So was it yesterday we played Shaq trying to explain how it's cheaper to pay less at the gas pump? Okay. Here's another thing. And, Chris, maybe you can help us out before we get it. So they got in an argument about whether on this is on the TNT NBA show, whether there's more doors or wheels in the world. And, Chris, this started because this was trending yesterday.
Yeah, this is a thing on this is a thing on TikTok.
Well, great. Can I get a clarification? Because I didn't see this. So clarification on doors and wheels.
Okay.
Wheels, cars, bicycles, wheels on a shopping cart. Every single wheel. Anywhere.
Any wheel.
Not little kids' toy cars or
anything
like that.
Yes, absolutely, that counts.
I'm going to guess more wheels than doors. Anybody disagree with me?
No.
Yes.
I got two cars in my house, sometimes three. That's 12 wheels right there. That doesn't include my bicycles.
How many doors are on those cars?
Are any two-door cars?
Plus doors on the car. Okay.
You have two-door cars or four doors?
Four.
So that's 12 doors.
So that's a wash. The bicycles put it up. But now we go to the house.
Now you're going to the house.
Garage doors, front door, back door, doors into each room.
Cabinet doors.
Oh, that can. Oh, then it's doors all the way.
I got a popsicle headache already.
Okay.
I got a popsicle headache.
Think about
already.
All the Matchbox cars in the world.
You can't do
Think
that.
Think about
though.
All the pulley systems in the world. Those use wheels.
All right, but
that's a wheel
garage door on the rack.
That uses a wheel.
We're really going to do toys, Matchbox toys.
It's
Barbie
doors in the world.
Barbie doll
doors,
houses.
Doors versus wheels. All of them. They all count.
Well, you could get every Matchbox car and what was the other company that had, and Tonka truck. I mean, that could probably outdo all the doors just with toys.
But some of those cars have doors on them. They got little mini doors on them, too.
Usually those don't
open. Yeah, that's true.
A cruise ship? Lots of doors on a cruise ship.
But no wheels.
Are you sure?
No.
Think about all the wheelies that are in a cruise ship. Like the baggage wheelies.
I got to count the wheels on my luggage, too.
Yeah, those count.
All right.
Absolutely those count.
I have a headache. Who comes up with that?
I don't know, but it's a fascinating conversation.
But it's torn the country up the last day.
Yeah.
Craig's special sex and what the bleep is a popsicle. A popsicle headache
is doors.
A popsicle headache is like it's the same thing as an ice cream headache. Eat ice
brain
cream
freeze. When you eat ice cream.
Brain freeze. Come on.
I say doors.
All right. Did the guys at TNT lend anything profound here in this argument?
Nothing more than what we just talked about.
This is a trail to nowhere.
There's no right answer. Well, there is a right answer, but nobody's going to know.
All right.
Utah says, with every Matchbox car, like I said, there's a girl with playhouses
Hold
with
on.
Doors.
Put some emphasis on Utah when you read Utah.
Utah.
All right, well, let's see if these guys enlighten me. Let's fire away. TNT. The gang.
All right. Do you think there are more doors or wheels in the world?
That's a great, actually.
It's not a great question.
It is.
It's a question when you're
sweeping
drinking
TikTok, apparently, also that question.
That actually is a good question.
I would say
doors. There's more wheels in the world.
Why do you say doors?
Because I think there's more buildings in the world than cars.
About bikes. About bikes and tricycles.
Oh, good point.
Motorcycles, mopeds.
Good point.
Scooters.
Stop asking dumb questions.
Yeah, but think about what's in a house.
Wheels.
What's in a building?
We all don't live in 20 room mansions like you.
No, but just not.
Yeah, Ernie and Kenny, when you grew in the project, there's a door on every bedroom.
No,
right?
There's only one door.
Do cupboard doors count?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, do doors to bedrooms?
Doors in this building.
Door to a microwave. Yeah. The door to the oven.
Well, now how about this? I think they're talking about regular doors.
A door to a
not,
room.
Not cabinets.
Door what about what? Door what, to, what about a front cabinet. Door?
What
about,
and I think they're talking about car wheels.
Well, they're not saying that specifically.
They were saying those two or more. I would still go with wheels because most people who have there's four wheels.
Well, not everybody has eight cars you either, Kenny.
No, but there's four wheels for every car. There's not necessarily four doors for every home.
Yeah. But is there a door on every room? Is the question.
Yes, and there's a closet door.
Closet door.
Ooh, see that? Oh.
See, they're locked. It's a... Ooh. Anyway.
It must be late.
Glad we solved that.
Attic door.
What do you think, Mr.?
It must be late,
think,
America.
What do you think, Mr.? The moon is closer than the West Coast.
More wheels.
I think there's more doors now.
There's definitely more wheels.
I think there's more doors.
Wheels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Okay, solved. All right.
Huh. I don't think we solved anything there.
Let's take a count. One. Everybody's responsible for their own room in the world.
Yeah, in the world. That. Text in.
Yeah, in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, kitchen cabinet doors, I think, have to count.
Well, then that's a slam dunk.
I think they have to count. They're doors. Just because they're little and you can't walk through it doesn't mean it's not a door. You have a band called The Doors? Is there a band called The Wheels?
Actually, there might. No.
We have a texter named Wheels.
Journey, Wheel in the Sky. Wheels in the Sky.
Okay. Good song. All right. Well,
I don't know.
But think about all the spare tires hanging out there.
I don't know if I can.
Lots of them. Littering the world.
Every car's got a spare tire.
Yeah.
Hit the Pen says, that's a new tech. Sliding doors on the wheels. Multiple wheels.
Yeah, my sliding glass door. There's wheels under there, right?
Is there? I don't think so. It's just a track.
Just on a track?
It's just a track.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I'm so confused.
No, I think there's. I think it's doors.
Bathroom vanity doors in addition to kitchen cabinet doors.
How about that?
Attic doors.
How about that?
You have a door to your attic?
No, well, I mean, the pull down. Is that a door or is it?
I think a door is anything on a hinge.
Well, attic door's on a hinge.
So it's like a car hood. Does that count as a door?
Now, in Texas, I had a walk in attic, so that had a legit.
Ooh, a
door.
Truck bed? A tailgate? That's a door. Yeah. It's absolutely a door.
You had a walk in attic? You got to climb stairs to get up to it?
No. You open a door from a room and you go into it.
Wow. Was it?
I had a mansion in Texas. It was a nice
little perk. The same floor as your bedroom?
Yeah. Well, no. My bedroom was down. The master is downstairs. The rest of the bedrooms were upstairs. It was on the same floor as that.
How many doors do you think are in the Empire State Building?
What
that? Lots of doors.
111 floors.
Lots of doors.
Elevator doors, office doors.
Conservatively, what? 25 doors? Per floor?
Conservatively. Yeah.
It's a lot of doors.
Huh.
But then you got like mail carts.
With wheels.
Those are on wheels. Roller chair. Chairs that
roll. Oh, chairs.
Hold on.
There's wheels on every chair in the office has wheels.
I got five in here.
You got a fiver?
There's 234 rooms in the Empire State Building. Yeah, I'm trying.
234 rooms?
Each one has a door.
That seems low.
Each one has to have at least a couple of doors.
It just seems.
Fire hazard. You got to have ingress and egress. That's two doors.
I might be coming around to wheels.
Dolphin Jordan says most doors on toy cars don't open. Do they count?
They do count, yes.
Why would they count? They don't even know. It's
not doors.
You wanted it on a hinge. You can't even open a Matchbox Wheels
door. No. It has to open and close. Like okay, my
he
kids,
says most don't.
Not the Hot Wheels. The Hot Wheels, you're correct.
So that doesn't count.
But if you go like the next size up, so you go from a Hot Wheel that's what, like
almost
roughly the length
size.
Of a finger to something that's more like the length of your hand,
those
doors open.
This question was asked about the Empire. It's a difficult question since we don't know the number of doors are present in each house. If we think as if they're 7 million people living in the world, and each person has approximately 6 doors. That means there is 42 billion doors. Therefore, the answer to how many doors...
You said 7 million people. It's 7 billion people in the world.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just reading what this article says. Therefore, the answer to how many doors are there in the world, 2022, can be approximately 42 billion doors around the world. I don't know.
I'm coming around on wheels.
Does a tire... in a junkyard, count as a wheel?
Yeah, that's a wheel. That's absolutely
well,
a wheel.
Technically, it's not a wheel. A tire goes on a wheel.
Well, if there's a door, somebody rips a door off the, dumps it in the garbage, is that a door?
It's no longer a door. Now it's just a
piece of wood.
Now it's a floating object.
Well, so it's a tire. You use it for tubing and go sledding on that.
That was my question.
Okay, well, that's
a tire is not a wheel.
It isn't?
A tire goes on a wheel.
Yeah, NASCAR. It's a lot of wheels, no doors.
I got a headache.
Right?
Pocket doors has wheels. Now that has, I don't know.
What's a pocket door?
a door that slides into the wall and, as opposed to opening it. I've got a couple.
Oh, the sliders?
Doors. Yeah.
The pocket sliders?
Yeah,
those
got,
have
I,
wheels?
I got a couple.
I have a pocket slider.
Yeah.
One. Singular.
I have a couple in my house. I got three, actually. And they have a wheels on the top.
I think it's wheels. I think it's wheels. Hmm. You know what? I'm definitive. It's wheels.
Wheels up, everybody. All right. I think we covered that. Can I play one more piece of sound here before break? You guys, I don't know the backstory on this Las Vegas hockey one.
Yeah, so, Jack Eichel had a big beef with the Buffalo Sabres, and he was there because he had an argument with the medical staff there about his neck injury. And so it's his first time he's been back in Buffalo. He finally went to Vegas, got the surgery done he needed. Buffalo was always horrible when he was there. He was the best player by far, and they booed him off. You know, they booed him. They actually, Buffalo actually won a game last night.
And he ripped the fans. Okay.
He just said it's a lot of
steering wheel.
But he's right, because no one was ever going.
Steering wheel. Forgot about the steering wheel.
I'll keep adding in during the show.
Okay. Sounds good. In the meantime, Jack Eichel.
This is about the loudest I've heard this place ever. Really? After it only took 7 years of me leaving for them to get into the game. But, I'm sure there was mixed. It was a nice tribute. And, there was plenty of people here that were supporting me, and there was plenty of people here that were booing me. So they must just be booing because they wish I was still here. I don't know. It is what it is. I mean, I'm not the first guy to deal with it, so just move on. And, it was a tough game. Give them credit. They played hard.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they had 12,437 fans last night. That's the highest Buffalo's had all year. And, again, he was their second pick overall in the 2015 draft. He was captain on the team at a very young age from 2018 to 21. But
trash can wheels.
Trash can lid. That's a lid, not a door.
That's a lid, not a door.
So a lid opens up and down. A door needs to open out.
How about your refrigerator door?
No wheels there.
No wheels there.
Got wheels on the bottom of your refrigerator. Try pulling it out from the wall and unplugging it.
Well,
there's wheels on the bottom of the fridge.
And also maybe wheels if you have a bottom freezer like I do, you have to pull it out. I think that's on.
Yeah,
that might be on wheels.
The wheels inside your dishwasher rack.
But your refrigerator door that opens. That's in a freezer.
Nice reaction. I say that tongue in cheek. Speaking of crowd reaction, Ben Simmons back in Philly last night got booed when he came out for warmups. He did a dunk during warmups and got the most sarcastic round of applause you've ever heard because he actually shot the ball.
Didn't watch 1 second of that.
I just saw it after the fact on social media.
I flipped it over. It was a 20-point game.
Yeah.
Brooklyn jumped out
Harden
early.
Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah, Brooklyn jumped out early and never looked back.
I guess I didn't know. I guess Kyrie used to really kick his ass in practice a lot.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was listening to somebody talk
about
it today.
That's good to know. And
that's why he was, Harden was terrible. What was he, 4-for-20, whatever it was last night? It was terrible. Mm. Of course, that was the lead story today.
Yeah.
Then you had the Brooklyn Nets hour before we get on.
Was that what they were talking about today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know Han talked about how Illinois advanced in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, he found out on air that Illinois lost.
He got it wrong?
Yeah.
Why would he even say? Did he get his Indianas and Illinois mixed up?
No.
Because start with I?
No, he assumed. He was like, well, they were up with 3 minutes ago.
They were never up more than five in the entire game.
You're right.
Neither team was up more than five in the entire game.
Wow. All right, conference championship week is here. Maybe Bart and Hahn can actually watch some now that they're not on the air and learn what's going on. ESPN Southwest Florida's coverage continues tonight. Both Big East semifinals, 6:15. It's Creighton versus Providence, followed by UConn versus Villanova. College basketball in March, brought to you by Gavin's Ace Hardware, Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard, Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Dolphin Jordans, Chris, blew your description out of the water. You know, anything with a hinge is a door. When we argued, are there more doors or wheels in the world?
Just trying to define it.
Well, he sent me a picture of windows that open on hinges. That is not a door. That is a window.
That's a window. Yeah, that's a window. Okay, yeah. So what's the difference between that and a front door that's glass?
That's a door with a window in it.
Okay, as opposed to a window?
That doesn't have a door in it. I don't know.
I got you there, didn't I?
I don't know if you got me, but I think we have maxed out this.
No, we definitely have not. I've got an argument for each side.
Okay, help me.
Shopping carts.
There's four wheels right there.
They're all wheels.
I said that.
Did you?
Yeah, I said shopping carts. I said, what do you do? Yes, you did, because you agree. Said, yeah.
Alternatively, the cooler doors.
At the store?
At the store.
You get the ice cream or whatever?
Yeah, they're all doors.
Doors.
Planes.
More tires than doors.
Lot more
wheels.
A lot more
wheels. Yeah,
a lot more grocery carts. I mean, there's like 300 grocery carts at a store. There's only probably like 15, 20 doors on the ice freezer section, max, depending on how many rows there are.
You got a couple rows.
Yeah.
Then like convenience stores, no shopping carts, but lots of cooler doors.
Trumpcast guy says,
I'll keep adding throughout the day.
What's the saying? That a window is a door to the world, so windows can be doors.
Oh.
Well, if we're going to count that, then it's not even a discussion.
Yeah, because there's multiple windows.
Well, I guess it depends on the window. Is it the window that opens, or is it the sliding window? A sliding window is not a door.
I don't think
so. But is a sliding glass door a door, or is that a window?
I call it the sliding glass door.
What about some sci-fi movies where you can walk through a mirror and is that a door, a portal to another area?
Well, a portal is absolutely a door.
Well, a doorway, yeah, like in Narnia.
Right.
What about
like
Narnia?
A black hole?
What about a wormhole?
Yeah, that's got to be
a
door.
That's not a door to another time and space.
Well, now we're really getting into
it says
astrophysics.
On Earth.
We're
on
a highbrow show. We think of all things.
On Earth.
Okay.
Windows or doors or wheels. We keep it going throughout the day.
Lawnmower, four more wheels.
Yeah.
You park it in a garage that has a door.
With wheels on the garage
door. With wheels on the garage door. And then the door into the house or the side.
Yeah. Margaritaville says, what did I just turn my radio onto?
I don't know. Roller skates.
Or door.
Wheels.
Wow.
Yeah,
how about those uniblades that?
That too. Any type of roller blade or skate, whatever.
Hockey rink doors.
Herbie Hancock. I'll sandwich bet you. Let's
lockers.
Let's get
lockers?
There first.
Locker door.
Are lockers? That's got a door.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a door. School locker. Yeah.
Okay.
There's the thousands of those.
Yeah, I would venture to say millions of those. You figure each high schooler in America has a locker of their own. There's got to be at least a few million high schoolers, right?
Yeah. Job of the butt. You're not alone in this one. My dad always screamed at me, I make a better door than a window and I don't have wheels.
Yeah,
I mean,
too.
We've all had that.
Me too.
Porta-John.
Now I make a better wheel.
Porta-John, there's a door. Not a day goes by. Let's talk sports, damn it. LOL.
Okay.
Talk about my fins.
Okay.
Fins up, everybody.
So
doggy doors. Oh, two for one. That's two doors in one. Nice job, Felipe, who also said this would be a lot better conversation.
Somebody just texted in.
If we were all high.
New Miami Dolphins season ticket holder.
What about the Dolphins?
He got season tickets. Somebody.
They're hitting me up.
Yeah?
Yep.
No, immigrant owns a pony says a brand new Dolphins season ticket holder here. So he just bought them.
Hey, congratulations. It's a lot of fun.
Who's hitting you up for Dolphin tickets already?
The Dolphins.
Oh, they, okay.
Hey, are you interested in buying this year?
See, Chris is on their list because he inquired one year.
Not yet, Amanda.
She's an aggressive gal.
But she's very nice. I've got nothing against her. She's a seller.
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Can we hire her? She's been very persistent on you for about 3 years. I like that in a salesperson.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Rutgers bench just got a technical.
For being on the floor?
No, for saying something.
Oh, boy.
They got to get themselves under control.
Is that Dooley?
That's Baker.
Oh, no, it's not.
Hawkeyes.
Looks like it's Hawkeyes and Hoosiers tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Well, it's, no, 13, it's still early. 13 minutes.
In the
Big
Ten, 13 minutes to go.
12 points is nothing.
Plenty of time.
So what are you doing, birthday boy, for the weekend? It's Craig's birthday on Monday, everybody. But
I won't be here Monday.
I won't be here Monday.
Wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Well,
no a lot of wheelchairs.
No doors there.
That's four wheels.
Yeah.
Some of them have the two on the back, too, so you could get six.
Like a sixer?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm doing for my birthday, Pete. Haven't quite put it all together yet.
Got any sand and water in your future?
I'll probably go to a beach.
They tried to hire Chris and I to jump out of a cake, but it didn't happen.
That yeah. would ruin.
I'm busy.
That would ruin cake for me forever. And I like cake. Chocolate cake, vanilla cake, vanilla cake with chocolate icing. I mean, all the above.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. tomorrow's a washout, basically, for weather-wise. Perfect day to stay in and watch college hoops all day.
Oh, so excited.
Perfect day.
So excited. And update from TPC Sawgrass.
Yeah.
Washout.
They are done playing golf today. They are going to try to resume round one tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
So we're not going to get four rounds, right? Would they go into a Tuesday or even maybe even a Wednesday yeah. for four rounds and yeah. not shorten it to
for
three?
For this tournament, yes.
That's what I'm saying. For this tournament, I would for think they would have to.
For this tournament, they would.
Man, that stinks.
Yeah.
We talked about this when they moved. Remember? They got lucky last year, if I remember. When they first moved this tournament, didn't we say it's a rough time of year to have it over
the reason we thought it would be a rough time of the year is because you get the – it's more close to winter conditions where you've got gustier winds, which dries the course out, which makes it harder to hit fairways, which makes it harder to keep your ball on green. So we didn't really think rain would be an issue.
But we did think weather in general would be an issue.
I'm tired. If this happens 2 years in a row, I'd probably consider moving it back to later.
They can't. There's nowhere in the calendar. They can't do it anymore. When you move the PGA champion, that's the reason that they moved it, because they moved the PGA championship from August and they moved it into May.
Yeah.
So then that took the Players Championship, which was historically played in May, and you could either move it
earlier or later.
And they like to think of it as the fifth major. Mm-hmm. So you've got to put it in March before the Masters. You don't want it to get drowned out by the Masters.
Yeah.
You don't want to have guys not playing in the Players because it's the week before a major championship.
Yep.
And you can't move it. You can't move it any later than May. Like, you cannot run a tournament in Florida in June, July, or August. There's just you talk about rain now. That's when rain is the real problem.
Is there a little guy you can bump out as far as a tournament? Say, well, tough. We're going to be here now, and you're going to have to move.
I don't know. They're sponsored, though. They're all sponsored. That's a big...
I mean, they moved the Shell Houston Open. It used to be the right week before Masters, and then it wasn't.
But you look at it, and you just look at the schedule for the PGA Tour. In January and February, you're out west. You're in Hawaii. You're in California. You're doing the waste management. And then in March, that's when you hit your Florida swing. That's when you've got Innisbrook, Bay Hill... the Honda, that's when you have all the Florida swing, so it just makes sense to put it in the Florida swing. Mm. I don't know a better time. I mean, May is the time to do it. April or May, that's the time to do it. We don't have our summer storms yet, but fronts are kind of done moving through. But April is full, and you're not going to do it in May. Unless you do it like last weekend of April,
mm-hmm.
2 weekends after the Masters,
yeah.
2 weekends before the PGA. Maybe.
All right.
Wizard of Oz was a long test. What exactly did the show before this one do wrong that you stalk them daily? It's like old school wrestling promotions. So he talks New York. This show talks Detroit and Massachusetts. I'm just going to. No. It's a really big difference.
We talk everything. They lead with Knicks.
We talk everything. They sit there and talk about the Nets and the Lakers. Two really bad teams for most of the year.
Not relevant.
We haven't talked Detroit
when they're on a national radio show. They took calls from New York for a half an hour, and because you understand, the show before us is trying to compete with one station and one station only, and that's WFAN in New York. They don't care about what happens down here or you or anywhere else in the country. They care about competing with FAN. That's it. So that's what they do. And it's a pain. It sucks because they spend an hour today talking about the Nets. They haven't watched college basketball. They give them. They don't know.
What about the spinning doors? Yeah. when you walk into like a
oh yeah, that's a
skyrise. Is
that's
that a door?
It's called
a
door.
Yeah.
Yep.
I used to.
And we haven't talked any Detroit or Massachusetts today.
No. I mean, we're talking Big East. We're talking Big Ten.
Yeah. So there.
SEC. By the way, Emily Arena is getting high praise. I know, but getting high praises for the hospitality and the way the SEC tournament is going
it's
over
there. It's a spectacular arena. It's not in the correct location.
Well, I know, but neither is the Barclays Center. What's a worse location, Barclay or Emily? Barclay by a mile. By a mile.
Did the Tampa St. Pete area get anything right as far as the locations of venues?
Well, because
Emily,
the Lightning sell out. I mean,
I'm not talking about the location of Emily. I'm talking about the location of Tampa. It's just, it doesn't make sense in the SEC.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Yes. I think
there isn't a school south of it, right?
I think the SEC should have every single conference championship game played in Atlanta.
I agree.
I think it makes the most sense. Or if you want to go like Nashville, Atlanta, Birmingham, just to spread stuff around, feel free. Go nuts. Go crazy.
And
the
ACC
fine.
Should be in the state of North Carolina. Greensboro
every
or Charlotte.
Every bleeping year. Every single year
it should
be there. Put it in Charlotte. I know that they don't love the Greensboro Coliseum.
Why not? It's fine. I've done numerous games at the Greensboro
Coliseum.
It's outdated.
You don't need suites for that.
Oh, yes, you do. You kidding me?
No.
Boosters? You absolutely need suites. You think Rick Horrell's going to a Duke ACC tournament game if he's not sitting in a suite?
There's no suites at Cameron Indoor.
He needs a burning stucco in the back so he can keep his food nice
and
warm.
Well, he probably does, but there are no suites at Cameron Indoor.
Well, that's okay.
But that's where he's.
We're talking modern locations. Okay, we're not talking about little high school basketball gymnasiums.
Okay.
Does Duke even have seats on like on the baselines, or is it just the sidelines where they have seats?
No, they got baseline.
It's like a barn, right?
No, they got baseline.
I think they used to keep livestock in there at one point.
Wow, here we go. Don't forget Wikipedia in an hour, brought to you by Biggie's Place. So stay tuned. That's coming up. I have no idea what asinine conversation we'll have next, but I promise you we'll have one.
Lots of doors and arenas.
That's true. And a lot of open spaces without doors.
Yeah,
you know, concourse,
yeah.
Just walk right through. Even the bathrooms don't have doors. You just walk, you know, through the whatever. The
you got wheels,
right
though.
The maze.
No, but
you got
doors
in the stalls.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
All right. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. I saw a story yesterday that Troy Aikman commented on Calvin Ridley's gambling. He thought 1 year seemed excessive for what he did. However, Pete Shepherd, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, maybe that one $1,500 bet wasn't it, wasn't all
nope.
alone.
This is coming out last 15 minutes or so, and it's not crazy stuff, but it's a little more than we thought. Again, so he admitted in a tweet on social media that he bet $1,500. Now, according to Sports Handle, Ridley placed six bets on or including Falcons games that totaled $3,900. Okay, through the math, that comes out to about $650 for those six bets. Five of the bets were parlays. One was a $1,300 in-game wager on the Falcons team total placed during the second half of the team's win over Jacksonville. All six of the wagers involving the Falcons were graded as losses. The main parlay was a $300 11-leg bet placed November 28th at the odds of 481-1. He would have got paid more than $144,000. He also allegedly placed two additional bets at $100 each on games not involving his team. He won both. Wow. Totaling $654. During the November 23rd, 28 time frame, this is when he was, remember that five-day frame we talked about earlier? The receiver placed 33 additional wagers on other sports and leagues for a total of more than $32,000. So he bet more than $32,000.
But he's allowed to do that.
You know what he profited?
What?
$2,744. So he didn't profit, so he lost
about 30
grand.
He needs to listen to our show. Not last night, but in general.
His net loss across all wagering at the sports book, at the Hard Rock, which operates in Florida, and at the time through the Seminole Tribe was $1,186. So, just saying.
He is allowed to bet outside of football. That there's no rule against that.
Yep.
But, man, to put up 30 grand to win two.
All six of the wagers involving Atlanta were losses.
So his insider information didn't help him do diddly squat. I think they should let him off the hook just for that.
All six. Not even one. Not even one in five. 0 for six.
I've had weeks like that.
Yeah. Who hasn't?
It's like a pigskin picks.
Yeah.
Come be a special celebrity picker.
But anyway, so yeah, that's kind of interesting.
All right. Iowa now up 17. With 9.5 minutes to go over Rutgers. By the way, I did a quick check. Why are you turning it off?
I'm checking the score to the Bonnies game.
That's what the internet's for. I did take a peek to refresh my memory since the Hoosiers look like they may be playing Iowa. Back in mid-January, we were up 7 at the half, lost the game by 9.
Yep. Yeah, but you're a different team now. You know how to win now.
We know.
You know how to win these close games.
Yeah. We got to be dog tired, though. But that's all right.
No, I was, you know.
I think you forget what it's like to be 20.
Yeah, and they're running on adrenaline. This is—I bet they can't wait to get out. I bet they get out there at 9 o'clock tonight if you ask them to. You know,
perhaps
tough night sleeping. Get extra hour sleep tonight because I get to play at 1 o'clock tomorrow instead of 11:30.
Yeah, you're right. Pre-game meal, get some. Although now, you know, sports guys—they're creatures of habit. You don't want to break the routine now. The routine is to get up at the crack of dawn, have a pregame meal, and play a tip-off 11:30. Ron Harper Jr., 4-14, just killing Rutgers today.
Iowa has gone to a zone against Rutgers, and Rutgers cannot crack the code.
Yeah.
That's a shame. And Iowa's playing well. I don't want to take anything away from them. I mean, you got 70 points with 9 minutes to go in the game, and that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's efficient.
All right.
Yeah. The comeback starts now.
For Rutgers?
Let's go, Rut.
Run it back.
Do you and Calvin Ridley have an amount on Rutgers, did you say?
You know what? I'm not into unit shaming, so it is what it is.
Unit shaming?
I can guarantee you this. The amount of money I have on this game, percentage-wise, is a lot higher to what I make every year than $1,500 to Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
I can tell you that right now.
All right, so it's going to hurt more.
There you go, you know, boys.
They got to cut it to 12.
There you go, boys.
Since I started talking about it, they got 5 unanswered
points.
What
do you got, plus 5?
6.
Oh,
that's within range.
Oh, I'm not giving up on it yet.
No.
I mean, I'm not looking the best, but.
Still plenty of time, 8.5 minutes. It's like all day.
Sorry, I got 7. I got 7.
Oh, you got this in the bag. You just need a couple more baskets.
Why would you say that? Go to break.
It's all over now.
Why would you ever do that? I thought we were rooting for each other
today.
We
are. I am.
I was fist bumping when IU was making a run.
Thank you.
Now.
4 o'clock hour, not the witching hour. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.